Anthony Gose. He joins us now. Brady Walker, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Good afternoon. How are you?
How are we doing?
Doing well. It's good to hear from you again. Everyone in Toronto is interested to hear from you as well. Take me through the first season, 62 games in with the Detroit Tigers. How's the new digs? How's the new team?
Everything's been going good. Great team, great organization. Happy to be here.
Take me back to that trade. I think everybody knew that, and you knew that this was an organization that was looking to change some things up after the last couple of seasons. Were you surprised to get wind of that deal and to learn that you were a new member of the Tigers?
I didn't know what to expect. I wasn't thinking about being traded. I wasn't really worried about any of that. I was enjoying my offseason.
Yeah. You get to Detroit, and early on this season, you were a big story. I mean, you cooled off lately, but how nice is it to, hey, you endear yourself to your fans early. How good did you feel in the first couple of months?
I feel great. You know, just trying to get back to where I was. Hopefully, can do that here pretty soon.
That said, you guys are still at 500, and we're used to seeing the Detroit Tigers, and you know that the 3 years you spent here in Toronto, you look over the other division in the standings, and boy, there's Detroit right at the top. Great pitching, great hitting, questionable bullpen over the years. That was about all you could say poorly about this organization. Are you guys disappointed to be only at 500 right now? What's the buzz around the city?
I think everybody's disappointed to be at 500, but I think that, you know, we definitely feel things could be worse, but we feel like we're still in a good position to you know, do some things in this division.
When you look over across tonight, you have the Toronto Blue Jays on the other side, your old team, your old mates. Is that going to be different for you? You spent a lot of time here.
No, I'm just going to go out and play the game. You know, I've been traded before, and so I'm just going to go out and play and try to help the Tigers win.
When you were traded here to Toronto, you never did play a game with the Phillies. But after leaving an organization that boy, you really thought at one point you were going to be a building block. What was the mindset? How different was it trade to trade?
You know, I was just thankful for the opportunity to be over here. Really, you know, I was going to be given a chance to make this ball club, and I tried to make the most of it in spring. You know, made the club out of spring training, and just trying to make the most of the opportunity I have here now.
Do you miss anything about Toronto?
I had a great time in Toronto. It was, I had enjoyed and thankful for the opportunity I had over there, and, you know, just happy to be a part of the Detroit organization.
Anthony Gose, our guest, Brady Walker, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. You're 24 now. We saw you for the first time up here in the big leagues at 21. How much different of a player are you now?
You know, I feel like I'm the same player. Just maybe learn. Not maybe. I know I've learned some things over the last few years, but I'm the same player. I mean, just trying to get better every day, like everybody else, and hopefully can continue to have success.
Have you reached a point at least? I know last year you played in 94 games and we saw you up and down a little bit. Have you reached that point where you can kind of confidently look in the mirror and say, hey, like, this is me. I'm a big leaguer, and this is where I'm going to stay for the next decade.
You know, I don't know if this is where I'll be for the next decade. It'd be nice. I like it here a lot. I like playing here. I like the clubhouse, the team. But it's baseball and things happen. I just hopefully continue to play hard, and, you know, maybe it does work out that way.
Anthony Gose, our guest, Brady Walker. So I'll ask you this, and I don't mean to take shots, but we all knew that there was going to be some change here last offseason. And with all the moves, and they came one after another, there was this whole idea, and people were kind of told that they wanted to change the culture in the clubhouse a little bit. And so Colby Rasmus moves out, and Adam Lind moves out, and Brett Laurie's traded to Oakland, you go as well. And there was kind of this blanket idea that, boy, you know, the guys we moved out didn't care enough about winning, and we needed to bring in winners to do it. Do you resent a little bit that you're put into that category by some?
Well, I mean, hey, if that's what was felt and that's what was needed to be done, then, you know, it's baseball and trades happen. And like I said, I'm just happy to be a part of this organization.
Have you picked up anything from Miguel Cabrera in your time there?
I think everybody picks up something when you get around a guy like Miguel. He's unbelievable. He's the most humble guy I've ever been around in a clubhouse. He's obviously if not the greatest, one of the greatest right-handed hitters to ever play the game. And everybody tries to learn quite a few things from the guy as much as they can.
It's tricky, right? Because, I mean, Wayne Gretzky used to coach hockey, and it was tough because people said, well, you can't teach other people what you do. It's tough to emulate that guy because he can do things on the ball field that, you know, other guys just aren't capable of doing.
He does things on the field that nobody else can do. Let's just put it that way. There's things that you watch him every day do that nobody else on a baseball field can do. He's unbelievable, and he's as good as he is on the field. He's an even better guy off the field, and an even better teammate. You can't speak high enough of Miguel Cabrera.